you say over here? Kovsa zakhik law, kovsa ain zakhik law, and then usher and mutter ishtamish laura. Right? Yeah, kovsa zakhik law. So we've seen that now, the kovsa zakhik law is, it's a din from the hadlaka. It's a din in the hadlaka, it would seem. That the entity, the ne'er shel pirsum, that is created through the hadlaka, you have an obligation, you're zokuk lo, you have a chiyuv to be mekayim that. But that would seem to be an extension of the, that would seem to be, the mechayev of that would seem to be from the hadlaka itself. Meaning to say, I mean, I think that the svaras that are given are true in general about this. And that is that there is an idea that it's a maisa mitzvah. It is a strange combination of things. It is a maisa mitzvah. It is a maisa mitzvah. But it does have an idea of an existence. There is an existence after the maisa. It's not like, for instance, sometimes you have a maisa mitzvah and then it's over after the mitzvah is done, like kisui adam. If you do kisui adam, even though the wind uncovers the dam, you yotze already. Because the mitzvah was to be mechasa the dam. You did the kisui adam. Doesn't matter if it's a makom, shavuach, mutsuya, no, nothing like that. As long as you did the kisui adam, you yotze. Right? It's not that the dam has to be in a state of it doesn't have to be mechusa, but over here, definitely the whole idea of the hadlak is to produce an entity of pirsum, and it's obvious that you can't just have the mitzvah of hadlaka without recognizing the entity that you're producing. I mean, here the hadlaka really is. Really is a way of creating. It's not the halakha per se. It's creating that entity of pirsum. The only thing is halachically, it's also not like a mezuzah, or because mezuzah is a constant chiyuv in the bias. This is a strange situation where it becomes a chiyuv maisa that is to create an entity that has some sort of kiyum. Right? But the chiyuv is maisa. The mechayuv is the zman, and this zman, there's a certain maisa adlaka that they're obligated in. So the question is, do you say now that type of a maisa adlaka will create a chiyuv of, will create a zika to the entity that emerges?
So the fact that it was kapha, you say that goes back to the original halacha that you lacked in creating a.
I'm not saying that lemafreya. Right, I'm saying that this type of a maisa, of this type of a maisa hamitzvah, which whose whole essence is to create an entity, generates afterwards a type of entity that has a zika.
So meaning your halakha is over the second you do it.
Your halakha is over. You can't fold it back into the halakha. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to basically say the same idea, right? That's normally understood, but I just don't. I find it difficult to pull it back into the maisa. And also with the lashon of zakhik lo.
You don't want to say
kapha. I mean, it's not like you say like shiluach hakas. It says shalach tishalach. So what does that mean? It means even though the mother keeps coming back, you got to keep sending her away, right? But each time you have a chiyuv to send her away. It's not like kovsa zakhik lo. It's not like you have to be misaking the first thing. No, it's not. It's telling you that it's not a maiso like kisui adam that you do it in your yotze. It's the situation is mechayev and is mechayev you to be mishaleach.
Okay.
And if she comes back, you gotta do it again.
But you're not saying that's the case here.
But that's not the case here. That's not the case here.
Saying here's two mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of hadlaka and there's a mitzvah of
here hadlaka. There's one mitzvah of hadlaka. In this man, you must do hadlaka. You did it. The only thing is, since the whole idea of hadlaka is to create an entity of piersum, so that entity that you create from this mitzvah has in it, you have to it a certain obligation that stems from this, from the fact that you created it through this hadlaka. You don't have to go running out to other people's nails. You know what I'm saying? That's the question. Can you have this kind of a formulation? Definitely an idea, definitely conceptually, everybody wants this candle burning for the whole Zman Pirsum, and everybody agrees that it's a chiyuv of a maiso hadlaka. Question is, can you now have a new idea that when there's an instantaneous kiyama mitzvah of hadlaka, and you yotza your mitzvah of hadlaka, but the whole idea is an entity of zman, does that create an entity that you have a zika to? That you're zokakwa?
Is the entity...
Is there a separate machayev?
Yeah, it's a good question. The machayev is the nair itself. The ner itself is a machayev. It's like, I mean, v'chi ner kedusha yeshla, but it's almost like now you have this halachic chefta, like you have a chiyev to build the Beis HaMikdash, let's say. So if it falls into disrepair, why do you have to fix it? Because once you have the mikdash, there's an idea of keeping it. You know, it's not a new kiyum of building the mikdash. It's not now I really have to build it again. That's the idea. The idea is that it should be kayim, and there's an idea of the existence of it requires its maintenance. Is what requires its maintenance.
So it's inherent in the original mechayev.
It's inherent from the original mechayev. That original mechayev created an entity that has its own mechayev now.
And it's just one mitzvah.
It's one mitzvah. But if you don't do it, I don't know if you wouldn't be yotze your hadlaka. That I don't know if you would say. It's an interesting thing. I saw as a question. I was trying to find a somewhat analogous case. It's difficult. It's difficult to find an analogous case. But one thought that came to my mind was the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Right? You have a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. So it's funny. I saw the Achronim have or Mesupik. What if you write a Sefer Torah and then you lose it? Do you have to write another one? Right, the Minchas Chinuch brings up the question. So is Machasam say yes, some say no. It's a funny thing, but in other words,
why would you have to write another one?
Because the mitzvah really is to. That's the question. Is it really to have it, or is it just a mitzvah to write it? So I wrote it, and that's it. But for instance, if you hold the mitzvah to write, and if you lose it, you don't have to write another one. But there's another halacha. Let's say if the Sefer Torah falls into disrepair, there's a separate isser to keep a Torah that's not kosher. You know what I'm saying? That would be a similar kind of a setup. There's a mitzvah to write the Torah, but if you lose an os, that's a different halacha. You're not allowed to keep a Sefer Torah that's not kosher. Yeah.
Are you saying the essential machayev and the relighting it is the fact that it lasts, that there's a certain time period for the mitzvah, or
yeah,
the fact that it's a mitzvah of piersum?
It's a mitzvah of piersum, because it's a mitzvah of piersum.
So it's the piersum, not the zman, it's the piersum which creates that second chiyuv.
Yeah, but because the piersum is for a zman. Piersum is for, I mean, it's both.
I know what I'm saying, but, okay.
I would think of a somewhat, maybe a closer analogy. Let's say you have a mitzvah, and maybe you can argue, I don't know, I'm just thinking it through. Let's say you have a mitzvah to learn, Talmud Torah, right? So now let's say you learn, so we say you have to chazer, right? Because if you don't chazer, you're not going to remember it, right? So when you're chazering is that a new maisah? Are you chazering now because then you wouldn't have done Talmud Torah in the first place? I'm afraid you never would have done Talmud Torah. Or no, you have an obligation once you learned. Now you have a separate obligation to be Mekayim what you have. You know what I mean? It's not that if you learn and then you forget in 6 months, it turns out you never were Yotzei Talmud Torah the first time. No, but obviously the idea of learning the first time is to have something that's going to last. And if you don't take the steps afterwards to make sure that it lasts, it's not that your Maisa Talmud Torah was no good. You didn't make a bracha vatal in the morning, but the whole idea of the Maisa of learning is to have the entity that lasts. So once you have gained the knowledge, that now the knowledge itself is mechayev you to keep it. You know what I mean? Now you're zokuk lo. Not that you're zokuk to the original Maisa Talmud Torah. That you have to make sure it wasn't nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, but that's a question. Is there such an idea like that? I mean, that's why I think you have this machlokas. Because it's an idea that everybody would agree is proper, but the question is: there such a thing like this that you can have the Nair, the entity of the Nair itself create a Zika? Okay, but that's in terms of that's in terms of the Hadlaka. That the Hadlaka has to create a Nair Shel Pirsum. And that's a question that goes back to the Hadlaka, right? But the question of Asa L'shtamish L'ora would seem that's just a question in the Nair as it exists right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to solve the problem we left off with yesterday. That they are independent questions. Kov Sazako, Kov Sa'in Zakla. Is the question is does the Maisa Hadlaka, does that Maisa Hadlaka now create a certain type of an entity? That because of the Hadlaka, you have to maintain the effect of that Hadlaka, which is just the Nair. Right? That's one question. Whether you hold yes or no to that, even if you hold no, there's a separate question. That, there's a separate question that while the Nair exists, do you have an obligation? Is there an Isser to be mishtamish with it? Why? What's the machlokas over there? It's a similar question, but yeah. Everyone's saying?
I understand cloaking, but I just understand what the machlokas is, what they're arguing about by custom yakapa.
Well, I'm saying they're arguing about the existence of it. In other words, like we were discussing the other day, everybody would agree it's a good idea, it's a good definition. But the question is, does it in fact exist? Now, there could be two reasons why they're arguing about that. Could be a question of, does such a phenomenon exist? Is there such a phenomenon like that? Is mitzvah capable of such a phenomenon? That the Maisa Hadlaka creates an entity that on its own has a Zika. That's a novel concept. Could be, one side holds, it's a great idea, but the halakhic structure doesn't allow for such a thing. You have to have a Machayev. The Machayev has to be a mitzvah. Not a chefta shel mitzvah is mechayev its own kiyum. You know what I mean? Like shaleach t'shalach has to be that the mitzvah comes back. The mechayev came back. The mechayev, you have a new mechayev of hadlaka. But everybody agrees there's no new mechayev of hadlaka. So it's a somewhat of a, it's a halachic objective. The objective is a legitimate halachic objective, but the question is there such a, is there such a halachic mechanism in an entity like this? Doesn't really fit precisely into a normal halachic mechayev. You know what I mean?
And are you going to explain why you go one way or the other?
No. That's a question of whether you can, whether you hold that such a thing is admissible. I don't know the reason for that. That's a difficult question. That's why each one would think that the Nair could have this quality. That's what I don't know. I'm saying there's two reasons. One is you could say it's just not possible. One, you could just say they were not misogynist like this. I mean, I don't know what the machlokes is. Sometimes you have to do, you have machlokes about whether there was ever such a dakana or such a thing. I don't know what those are either. But that's one question. That's a question of the Maisa Hadloka. Does the Maisa Hadloka of an entity of Zman create now in the Cheftza a Zika? It's sort of like the paradox, you know, of the finite and the infinite. But that's a question in terms of Hadlaka. But then there's a question in the Nair as it exists, if a Nair shall pierce him. Is there an Isser to do something that will be so sere its existence as a Nair shall pierce him after you did the Hadlaka?
It's not just you.
Someone agrees there is that answer.
Not just you, right. That would be not just you. Correct. That would be not just you. In terms of Hadlaka, it's only the one who lit it is Zakaglo. But I'm following the same. This is what caused me to rethink it. This question, your question. I mean, what's the machlokus of whether the Nair has to be Nicker or not? So that's what caused me to rethink this. Because it would seem the only way to have a machlokus like this is if everybody really agrees he yotze with the Hadlaka. But now it's a separate question. Since you were a madlik, a Nair shall pierce him, it's true you were yotze, but does the Nair shall pierce him itself now demand a certain idea that it exists continually as a Nair shall pierce him, as long as it's lit? Or do you say, no, I lit it, I was yotze my mitzvah, now what you do later is a separate thing already. I mean, see, Rava is different. Rava is different, because Rava is saying l'chatchila when you light it, it has to be a Nair shel pirsum. That's what I was saying yesterday. Rava is saying the makom has to be a makom of a Nair shel pirsum. That's why if you're an Adam Chashuv, what's the idea of the Adam Chashuv? That's why the Gra takes out those words l'hishtamish l'ora, right? It's just what daf is this? Tzorach Nair Acheres. Not Lishtamish L'Ora means a practical thing. That I'm going to sit down after I light my Chanukah candles and I'm going to have my latkes and play dreidel. So I want to have it and I need another candle to use. Right? But that's not what the Gemara is saying according to what we're learning. That's the first question. Osir Mut Lishtamish L'Ora. But this is something that's after the fact. This is a different thing. This is L'Chatchila. The place has to be muchan, the place has to be ready for a Nair shel pirsum. And that's why if you're an Adam Chashuv, it's different. Why can't the Adam Chashuv say, okay, tonight I'll read by the fireplace instead of reading by my candles? I'm not going to be such a funuk tonight. He can't. Lav kol kamine, it's not up to him now. Why? Because for him, this room is not fit for tashmish until there's a Nair. That's his bias. That's the way his bias is designed. So, to light the candle when there's a madura there, that candle would fall into place as a Nair shel tashmish according to the kvius of his bias. So he has to light another candle there. It's not up to him. He can't say, I'll forego my extra luxury of a special candle. Tonight I'll read by the fireplace.
Logically, I mean, it makes sense also. I mean,
I should hope so.
I'm just saying, if Rava happens to hold...
Logically is the least thing you could say about an idea.
I'm saying, if Rava happens to hold that, you know, Asa L'Shtam Shlora, you don't need him to come and say his whole din. You need him to have parents, obviously.
Right. That opens up a can of worms, though. That's the whole question.
I'm taking on the size of the head on.
Yes, that's what I would say. At this point, I would say. That's a whole machlokas. How do these sugyas relate? That's the question. But you're right. I would say, pashtus, Rava is saying according to everybody.
I'm just wondering, Dave was wondering, do you have to light the Ner HaTzaris beforehand based on the Svar?
Yeah. Based on the Svar, you would have to have it beforehand.
It has to be at the time that you're obligated to Ner Mitzvah.
Right.
Also, I mean, I know that the Rishonim say that it's when it's inside your house. Is that evident anywhere in Rashi, or is it just based on the way the Rishonim understand that we're using?
Well, I would say that, practically speaking, I was talking about this before, that outside, you don't use a Ner for Tashmish. It's just not done. Outside, you need a torch. Ner is like, Bedikas Chametz is a Ner. Why? Because it gets the, you go close to inspect. Right? That's for close-up use. So, in the house, you have close-up use. If you want a street light, you don't light a candle.
Are there any shonim that do say that this is outside now?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think anybody really makes a point of it. Except for the Rambam seemed to say it was inside, right? Sure.
What is inside?
What is inside? When you need Ner HaTzaris.
There's a question of the...
outside, you know, it's not for Tashmish.
Isn't there? I think there's a question of the Girsa a little bit. That what? One second. Give me one second. I thought I saw someone say Vit Amarava. Maybe not. I don't remember.
We're just wondering about the words Lishtamish La'ora.
Yeah.
I think you can still fit them in because you don't have to say that it's in order to actually use it.
That's good because the Rush has those words, so it'd be better.
Okay. The Rambam also.
Because you say that's the nature of the of that.
Right.
I have a question. How are you supposed to know, how is, if you have the Ner Acheres, right, and the Ner Chanukah in the house,
right.
How do you know which one is which? What the heck? You know what I'm saying? How is it?
There's just ambient light, and you're reading.
So the extra one is the one you light. That's why it would seem you have to do it last.
You have to do the Chanukah last.
Right.
Yeah.
Good question. Good question. Isn't that machlokas over there with the shamash?
Sunlight.
I remember, I saw something like that. What is
the Ramasa? The Ramasa straight out, you should light it Shamash first. And I think the Shulchan Aruch, the way I saw someone read it, the Shulchan Aruch is the other way.
How do you do it the other way?
You let the Shamash after.
Do Latin.
Right, I saw something. I saw a piece during that once. I think maybe in Harvard Academy or something.
Yes, I think that's where I saw it also.
I want to say it's a machlokas, set machlokas of what is it for. Is it so that you have mishtamish? I don't remember. But the whole machlok, this sugya is the whole machlok, is how you learn the sugya. Anyway, that's the Rush's learning. So then how does the Rush learn Osir Lahartos Ma'os? Right? Let's take a look at the Rush. Osir Lahartos,
In terms of that halakha by Osir Lahartos,
right?
If I'm just walking along, is it relevant to me? Is that Isser Echal on me because I'm a Roa of the Ner? Is it just the fact that the Ner exists even if I'm not a Roa? I never see the Ner.
The first halacha of Osir Lahartos?
Yeah, there were a couple of. Yeah, there was a halacha we just defined. Is that...
No, wait, which Rava's halacha or the original?
No, the one before. Is that based on any relationship you have to have to the Ner? Is it just the fact that the Chefza of Ner Shalpirson makes it Osir?
That's a big machlokas. Oh, you mean that question? That's a good question. I hear what you're saying. Let's see the Rush, because the Rush is Mashma, the one who did it. No?
I don't know. I mean, because he's saying, let's say even if you light in there, I walk over to it, and someone sees me using it, they could say that it was all for him or I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought you meant a guy passing by the outside.
Right, that kind of guy. Oh, can he use it?
I thought that's what you meant. Can he use it?
Right.
Then it'd be hard to say. It'd be hard to say that he was modeling it so we can use it outside.
Right.
Through the window. I mean, that's.
I guess it's including the question.
That's why he says it has to be close.
By the Harkus Mosh. Or the Indian force?
Well, that's a machlokas rishonim. It's a machlokas rishonim.
I'd say what the Gemara says, if he...
Nea kedusha yisbo? I know. But some, but you see the Rashba, the first thing in the Rashba is he holds it as a kedusha like a menorah.
You mean like the menorah?
The menorah. You don't remember? We once did that.
Oh yeah, we did. That's why it's the minhags to call it. No. Is that what it is?
Yeah. What? To call it a menorah.
Yeah.
Mistava, that's why.
Yeah.
So who do we hold that?
Had we paskin?
Maybe we should take out the kedusha. I don't want to say anything, you know, against the
That's why they sing it over there. To be Koveya, the, isn't that, there's also a brisker Torah on that. Uh-huh. That's part of the Kviyas of the Neros. It's part of the Adlaka.
Yeah, in the Sefer Sofim, it's amongst the brachos.
It's amongst, it's after the...
It's during Adlaka, I think.
During the Adlaka? Yeah. Right, I think as a Hirub Chaim, you do it also.
It's a Christian.
Yeah, Malzor. They held that's Asur.
I don't know where the words are from.
Okay.
It's not
about
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying that that's a separate question. That I'm really Yotze. It's unconnected to the first one. With Kofs is off, Kofs is off. It's a similar vein because it's based on the fact that the mitzvah is done. It's not a question if I use the candles now, am I going to be undoing my Maisa Mitzvah? When Rashi says that it should be Nikr, that's not in terms of my Adlaka. My Adlaka is done, and according to Rava, I had a Ner Acheres. But now I already have, now I want to go and read by the Chanukah candle. It's just because I have a Ner Acheres, it's not Mata me to go and read by the Chanukah candle. Right? The question is now that the Ner Shel Pirsum exists, so whether you hold, you have an obligation, whether you hold your Zakakla from the Hadlaka, that's one question. Does the Hadlaka create a Ner that you're Zakak to? But whether you hold that or not, is another question, that the Ner as it exists now, of a Ner Shel Pirsum, does that create an Isser to go against its definition? What do you say? The Maisa Mitzvah is over. And once the Maisa Mitzvah is over, the Ner is Kavua from the Maisa Mitzvah, and it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to give a little bit of an approach here.
Well, you basically saying that both questions are really grappling with the basic idea that there's a Maisa Halak here, but
correct.
No one can ignore the fact that they're producing like an
entity. Exactly, exactly.
But the question is that really...
Exactly.
Transcendent halachic.
Correct. That there's the Maisa Hadlaka, but then the whole thing is to create a Ner Shel Pirsum. So there's two questions. Does that now extend the from the Hadlaka to create a Chiyav of Zika to continue the Hadlaka, to continue the entity of the Hadlaka? And the other question is, does it now create a Chiyav to maintain the quality of the Ner that you created? Now, as your Hadlaka did two things. Right? Okay.
Maybe made a face. He was thinking.
Maybe? Okay. Go ahead.
I think he likes it, though.
It has a logic to it. Go ahead. All right, let's see the rush here. Let's see the rush. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi. So he doesn't learn his Rav.
326.
Right?
I'm speaking for later.
Yeah. 326.
Also, Lahartos Mos Kenegan Mir Shachanagan. This is like this. Viafagav, the Ifsikl Eil, the Kol Tashmish, Osir Leora. So even though we already concluded, we already paskined that it's at the top of the page, Vav.
I was just looking at the quote, maybe it's on that.
Okay. Even though we already paskined that what? That you can't use the candle, so counting money is a tashmish. Why do you have to have a new halacha you can't count money, or you can't use the candle? Tzrichin lahi d'hartzos mos. You still need this halacha of hartzos mos. D'hadar min el d'asu l'shtamish l'ora haynu dafka tashmish kavua. That when it said previously that it's asu l'shtamish l'ora, that just meant the tashmish kavua. What's a tashmish kavua? Da'roa omer l'shem tashmish zeh hidlika v'lo l'shem mitzvah. Tashmish kavua is a type of tashmish that somebody who would see you doing it would say, you lit it for that. Right? Now, Josh, you have to realize lighting a candle is not like flicking on a switch.
It's tough, but I'll try.
Right? You got to realize that. You got to realize that. It's not something because it was apparently...
You don't flick the switch for any particular...
You'll flick the switch for anything. Yeah. Right? But lighting a candle is a whole hisaskus. It's a whole tircha. It's a tircha.
Not only that. Nah,
see, you have no concept. There's no concept.
I'm kidding. Not only that. Not just
I'll go back to the
fire. And so on, the materials are so expensive.
That's right.
You only do it if you had a particular purpose.
Exactly. You didn't just open the spigot and more oil comes out.
You know, be rich like you leave with our supplies and
electricity and all that.
That's right.
I'm taking things in your car.
So you'd only go through the tircha of lighting in there for a real tashmish kavua. For Tashmish Kavua. Okay. So he says, well, Tashmish Aroy lezeh lo hidlika. But for Tashmish Aroy, he wouldn't light it. Vashmo inan. So therefore he's saying, in terms of the previous sugya of Asur l'shtamish l'ora, even though that's the way we hold, that would only preclude certain types of Tashmish. It's an interesting rush. That's only precluding Tashmish of Tashmish Kavua.
Is it purely just like the duration of time that says whether it's Kavua or Rai? Like, let's say you did Hartzell's most.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy had tons of money, right. You know, it's worth it to him.
And he's not counting.
What's that?
I mean, it just depends on whether the guy would say that he was modligate for this Tashmish.
It's just to say if he would be modligate, yeah. I mean...
Uh-huh. So is that Machlokes really, that today and this whole idea of the Isra of Tashmish, it doesn't really apply because here it's mukhaf. Now that we do it for machine.
Nobody uses
right.
Did Levi say that or did you?
What do you mean? But you have to show that it's not for
nobody.
Wonder. I don't know about B12.
They have like little pyramids in those, right?
That's why the first night I did that.
They have colorful pyramids.
So they're saying that din of Asur l'shtamish l'ora would only be in terms of Tashmish Kavua. So notice he's not learning, so he's learning like Rashi. Notice it's not an Isser Tashmish per se in terms of being a nana from the Or, right? It has nothing to do with being a nana. Because what's the difference between a nana, Tashmish Kavua, Tashmish Aray? It's an idea of the ner. Is it nicker that the ner is still a shame mitzvah? Is it nicker that the ner is a shame mitzvah or not? So he's saying that would never preclude tashmish aroy. So what's this din then? So what is this din of why can't you count the money? One second. So why can't you count the money? So he says that's a different halacha. Vash ma'ina ravasi daf tashmish aroy shel genai. Going out sauce most also the fish yod of smuchos lener la ayin bo en yofa. Alright. It's a factual machlokas in the Rishonim, right? I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if it's in the Rashba, but the factual machlokas in the Rishonim is hard sauce most something you do close to this candle, or something you do far from the candles. Right? Like from the Rambam, he's saying af hard sauce most, meaning it's a very small type of attachment. It's a very minimal, like you just need to see the shapes. You know what I mean? You don't really need that much light. But the Rush saying no dafka means that it's something you do very close to the candles.
Wouldn't they have known?
Therefore, one had paper money, the other had.
I can understand.
Coins.
You know, we
depends.
Were
no, no, because it depends on the. It depends if it's the differences on the in the shapes or on in the coinage. You know what I mean?
So if you're close,
it depends.
Oh, I see.
Depends.
But is he saying that's what makes it? That's what makes it Gnai?
The fact that it's so close. That's right. So he's saying, so why is that make it Gnai? V'chein mashma lishna dekomer k'neged ner chanaka v'lo komer osir l'hartzos mos le'ora. Le'ora is the ambient light.
You're just sitting in the room and trying to be like, would not be a problem at all.
That's right. That's, yeah, good.
Just to clarify, though, it has nothing to do with the counting of the money that makes it deny. Even if you're in Talmud Torah, like,
that's a good question.
Well, is
that's
the Talmud Torah Kavua? Well,
yeah, that would be Kavua. That would be a Kavius. That would be a Kavius. He's right. That would be a Kavius.
Not for some people. But like, I think his question is more like, if you were to do something that wasn't a Kavius, but it was a mitzvah. Like
checking
know,
your tefillin or
something. That's another sugya. That's the next sugya of mine. Delikin mi nir l'ner. That's the next sugya of my Likin mi nir l'ner. But you're right. The way it comes out, I think, according to everybody, is if it's just an inyan of... Oh no, I take that back. It's a machlokas. What can I say? Some Rishonim hold that it's not a bizei mitzvah as long as you're doing a mitzvah. But some Rishonim hold that it has to be the same mitzvah. In other words, because Gemara says to light one Chanukah candle to the next is not a problem of bizei mitzvah. But some want to say that's because it's a mitzvah. And if you would make, if you learn Torah by the Ner, it also would not be bizei. But some say it's dafka that mitzvah that you're doing it for. For itself, but to say that Torah is more important than Ner Chanukah would be bizui. That's a set machlokas.
They have a different idea of bizui.
You can take and go like Ner Shabbos.
But the halakha that you can't.
The Torah brings it down. So that
no.
The Torah brings that question.
Isn't there a halakha that you can't be a mabdil on the Ner Chanukah and Motzei Shabbos? Is that because
right.
of Atzmaus Shabbos Torah? Or,
because when you
would
can't
be a
get,
separate mitzvah.
You can't get
that you're
on
doing
when
a separate
you
mitzvah.
Can't
that would be doing a separate mitzvah.
So that's bezoin?
How would that work? That's
bezoin.
I think that...
Well, I don't know. It might be worse. It might be worse.
According to the Rashba's thing, it doesn't sound like...
How could that happen?
Don't worry.
We'll get all the psak by the time Chanukah is over. Don't worry. Just in time. Don't worry.
What do we do?
I don't
know if that case would ever occur. You do
have
a
dollar
before you light
on.
Or do you?
No, you don't. Well, is it a question in the shul and at home? Isn't it?
Is it?
Well, it's almost locus in the Achronim. What do you call it? Tadir v'sheino tadir, right? No, it was right. The Taz. But anyway, yeah.
Just one point that it seems like Mrs. Bezuyos is not like, it's not like a natural idea at all, Mitzos. Because you need a limud, like Kisi Adam, and you shouldn't need
no,
a limud.
But that's the avuon de kulon is dam. That's what the Gemara says. Everything comes from dam. Dam is the, like, it's
oh,
like a, it's like a
pig.
We didn't do that, Gemara. I apologize. But that's the Gemara later. At the next two dots, the Gemara thing is Omar of Yosef, avuon de kulu dam.
Okay.
Same thing you learn from sukkah, you know, to use the sukkah, all that stuff comes from dam.
Okay.
So,
just with this.
But, yeah.
Good. With this rush.
Yes,
so,
with a rush.
So according to, so he makes the distinction between Teva and Arai, right?
Yeah.
And then he says it seems like it's a totally irrelevant or separate chiddush of when you come too close to the candles with money, that's what creates the iser.
No. That's a separate iser of Beasley. Now, so the rush is learning this two iser. One iser is to take away the effect of the ner shel pirsum, to undo the existence of the shame pirsum in the roa, that would be to be a kvias. That's a tashra shel kvias, right? And the other iser is bizoi. The other iser is bizoi, just like kisir adam. So what's the idea of bizoi? So what's the idea of from Kisui Adam to this type of bizoi, right? It's different. They're really different. What's the case of Kisui Adam? The Masha Shofach Kisa. What does that mean?
You're kicking.
What's that?
Your hand.
With the hand. But
so
what aspect of bizoi is that? In the Maisa HaMitzvah itself, right? Yeah. That means you should do mitzvos b'derech kavod, right? It was the asiyah, the ma'isah mitzvah itself is kisei adam. So you shouldn't do the Kisui Adam with your foot. Why? Because that's like saying that the mitzvah is something, that the Asiyas HaMitzvah is something that's disagreeable to you. Something that you just have to do, but you don't want to do that. You do it like grudgingly. I'm grudgingly going to, like I tell my, you know, you tell your child to apologize to, I'm sorry! So,
do you like the handshake with the squeeze?
Exactly.
You've done
like,
that one
like,
too.
Right? Like Asaf kissed Yaakov, you know? Bit him. But, that's like to say that that I have to do it, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to not like it. That's a bizui. That's what the Ram says over there. That's really a bizui. That's really a that's really saying that that's really a statement against God, because you're saying I don't want to do these things. These things are not really good. I'm forced. What can I do? But I don't really want to do them. But over here it's different, right? Over here you did the thing. You sang the thing. You lit them with the bracha. Right?
Like
now afterwards you want to go and you want to read by it. Yeah.
But
so it is a slightly different idea, right? It's a slightly different idea. It's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same.
It's more of like an idea like the fact that you're getting like a certain like use out of the nair, your own personal use, like it like reflects that you weren't like just interested in the mitzvah, like you wouldn't have done this thing if it were just like the mitzvah, like you're sort of like, oh, now.
Well, no, but that's back to the other thing. That's kavua. That's like saying kavua. I lit it. You're not saying I lit it so I can count the money. I lit it for the mitzvah.
It doesn't seem to register.
But it's here. I have money. Yeah.
Why don't you say like? I mean, why isn't this as a possibility that the Gemara takes up, that reading by it or using it for your personal benefit would be...
A kvius, a type of kvius, or any type of use?
I'm not sure right now. I don't think about that.
You just...
Using it for your personal benefit is equivalent to not relighting it. Because when you don't relight it, what you're doing is you're not maintaining it as...
Equivalent.
To not relighting it.
I mean, if you hold Kovsa Ein Zachwa...
It doesn't match up anyway.
Yeah.
If you hold Kovsa Ein Zachwa, why can't you use the candle?
No, if you hold... If you hold Kovsa Zachwa,
you have to... If you hold it, you have to relight it.
Which would be why do you have to relight it? Because you have to maintain its identity as a Nershal Pearson.
That's not what I said. That's what I was trying to avoid. That's what I was trying to avoid. It's not that you have to maintain its identity of a Nershal Pearson, but you have to maintain the entity of Hadlaka. Because that Maisa Hadlaka created a Ner. That Ner has to be a Nershal Kiyum. Mm-hmm. Trying to split those up.
The Pearson was the
Pearson is the way it exists afterwards.
Are we back to...
Right. Yeah.
So it would seem that this case of Hartzah's mouse doesn't register in the structure of the mitzvah,
right?
Because that's any kavua activity registers that it becomes a lack in heker, right? And
right.
So any tashmish arai doesn't register to make a lack in heker. But what's the problem with this one? It seems that it shows a person's has an incorrect attitude towards its mitzvah, meaning really this mitzvah is supposed to elicit a certain recognition, and instead you are using it for a specific activity. Now, though it's an arai activity, it seems to be different than like looking at your watch. This is an exacting activity where that's where I'm trying to make a distinction. I'm not quite
sure.
Why
do you say looking at your watch would be mutter?
You think that'd be asur also, seemingly.
It seems so.
Ain't arai.
But one second, but he wants... But like, let's be clearer on the facts. What's the Rush's last line? What's his last line? What's the implication of the last line that he says?
Or you can read that upside down.
Yeah, the Keneged. What's the implication?
It's not Keneged.
Hebrew Rashi's
script. Right, that if it's far away, and it just happens to be the light, it'd be mutter.
Right.
Doesn't that bring it back into the, like, doesn't that bring the Roa somewhere back into the picture, which he removed?
Yeah, it would seem so, right?
But he removed the Roa from the whole thing.
He removes the Roa in terms of...
Makes a piece of mitzvah, not in, the Roa.
That's
like,
right. See, he does seem to be holding, there's an idea of a Roa, there's an idea that it has to be nicker, that it's a Maisa of Tashmish, to be Bizei Mitzvah too. Keneged, he holds the din of being Keneged on there.
Yeah, it's not the fact that putting it so close is the Bizei?
Yeah, but why? But it's, the point is, it's not just using the light. It's
right.
Not just the fact that I'm gaining something from the light of the Ner Chanukah.
Right.
That would be fine. The Ner Chanukah is functioning beautifully as a Ner Shel Pirsum, and I am happily canting my money. Why can't we all be happy over here, right? That's not a problem with Bizei. It's because you go up to it. Right?
Right.
What does he say? It's smuchos l'ner, sheyodov smuchos l'ner. That's the problem with Bizei. So, I mean, David is right. It's not just an objective thing. Me, objectively on my own, it would seem, what's the difference? I mean, I'm benefiting from the light that's thrown by the candle. But he's saying it's more than that. It's more than that. It does sound like he's saying it's an idea of being nicker. What does he say? He doesn't really say that much. He says, "Lefisha yodav smuchos l'ner la'ayin bon yofeh," and that's the diak he's saying. It has to be keneged aner, not just le'ora. So what's the idea? What's the idea of the bizei? You know, he's trying to isolate the case of bizei. So you're right. I mean, if you walked into the room and it's light because of the ner Chanukah, there's no problem. Just look at your watch. But if you had to go up really close to the Ner Chanukah, it's not a matter of looking at your watch. If you had to go up really close to see your watch, that would also be Bizei. So what's the idea of Bizei?
I think saying that even though it's true that the Roa is not going to say that the nature of this, you know, entity is one of Tashmish,
right?
But really it's a mitzvah,
right?
But like I think like Ben was saying that it's a Bizei to the mitzvah because this thing is supposed to be a Ner of Pearson. And it's supposed to elicit, it's supposed to be there just to see it and to elicit a certain response.
Right.
So now the fact that the guy's going up to it and he's counting
money. What's
the
difference if it's right lower? What if it's lower, I'm also using
it. Because no one can see it. It's not nicker.
When you go up close with money, I would say that's definitely a utility of that light, right?
Okay.
But it's a different type of utility than reading a book. Because reading a book is a tashmish. Kavua.
Right.
And what that means, that registers all the way in terms of the heker of the Maisa Hadlaka. Whereas this just is registers in heker of what you're using the light for. I mean, reading a book goes farther back to why you lit it.
Look, there's two approaches here. You could take the approach, like David was saying, that it goes by the Roa, and it's not... and it's not nicker to the Roa that you're Mishtamesh Le'ora, even Arai, if you're far away from it. Or
well,
no, you're saying bizei is really any use. The only thing is, it has to be defined by the roa. The roa has to be able to make the connection between the two, right? In other words, in order for it to be a bizei, there has to be a statement about it. Nobody likes that. Okay, that one just died hard.
Can I just clarify just what you mean by that? Do you mean the Roa because this is Ner Chanukah and Ner Chanukah has a Roa, or just a person? Oh,
just
okay.
A person. Not because it's Ner Chanukah. Nothing with Ner Chanukah.
The same idea without saying if you reject the idea of the Roa, it's just that if there's just light in a room, it doesn't have any like effect on the person that the mitzvahs are like...
One second. The other way is that you have to really be using the Ner.
Encountering the Chefza.
The Chefza, correct. The Ner as an object, as opposed to something it throws off. Obviously, it's something it throws off, but there's a difference. Did you see the Rashba? Rashba sort of opens up this type of approach. There's a difference between the light and the Chetzel.
I mean, I think it makes a little bit of sense, possibly. Philosophically, the mitzvahs can't be bezuyos alone.
It's interesting, right? Because that's what, if you had a light, if you had a candle that didn't have light, you wouldn't really
be putting your watch next to it to check the time.
It's logical also.
You wouldn't have lit it.
I think it makes sense. philosophic idea.
Oh.
No, but I
don't
know.
Right?
Yeah. Excuse me. But you're always using the light. You're always using the light.
The ambient light.
You're always using the light. That's what he's saying.
You're always using the light of the narrow.
So you start.
What do you mean? How can you make a chill if you're using the candle and
you have to be in the same picture.
It's a little philosophical, but that's good.
You have to close well, there is a difference because you are always using.
Can you make a conceptual break?
There's a difference because like with Ner Harris, if you just throw another Ner there, like that doesn't just because there's another Ner, like there's still the light being thrown off from the from the
Hanukkah again.
Yeah,
right.
You're not. It's not that you're not using the Neros anymore.
Can you make a conceptual break? Say that. That both give off light. That the Ner gives off light, and then there's the ambient light. That the Ner that gives off light is a light that is directly connected to the Ner, and therefore the mitzvah. But ambient light is just a production of that mitzvah. It's not like the actual mitzvah. That's just what happens to come about from performing the mitzvah.
Right. So in other words, really, the Bizei mitzvah has to be in terms of the Chefta. Right, the Bizei mitzvah is the Chefta mitzvah is the Ner. Right, the only thing he's saying that in order to for your Maisa to be to the entity, it has to be how would you put it?
Kineged.
So he's saying in the Maisa it has to be a Maisa to the Ner.
The Chefta of the Ner even does include the
it's
fire.
Right.
The immediate. So it's not a question that like, you know, you're still addressing the or because that or is part of that chefza.
Right.
It's a ner, that's the definition of ner.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying. You could ask, like either way you're using the light of the ner.
Right.
The light
is
directly part of the chefza, the immediate light.
Correct. Because it's not like cooking on the ner. That's it's not like saying the light versus burning something in the fire.
The heat.
Right? You're still using the light, but he's saying you can use the light, like Michael's saying, you can use the light as an entity that the Ner created, or you can use the light as a serif to the Ner itself. And it's a little bit of a little vague, right?
Yeah.
But he means to say that, well, how would you put it? Could we put it a little better?
Well, I thought of the word I was trying to say, that the light was a byproduct. The ambient light was just a byproduct of this mitzvah. All
but the point is this. The point is this. Yeah, all the light is a...
The chefza is not the or, the chefza is the ner.
Exactly. The point is the chefza is the ner. And he's saying you've got to use... Your tashmish has to be kineged the ner. In other words, you have to be mishtamesh. It's not an isser that you were nene from the ner. In terms of or, you're right. In other words, if it was the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, it'd be also to be nene, even le'ora. Because if the source is kadosh, then all of the hanos are asa. Right? But here it's that you're going to take the entity of the ner and be mishdamesh and use it as an entity of tashmish.
But I just sort of understand what you mean you're using the entity of ner. I mean, you're not using the or of the ner. Either case, just one's closer to the ner.
No, because
that makes
it
a good point.
The part of the
That's the point I'm trying to clarify here. That's the point I'm trying to clarify here.
Isn't that what Moshe said before?
You're saying the proximity makes it the tashmish of the Nair.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, but it can be said
the proximity makes it the tashmish of the Nair. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You need a little bit of a...
You could say that, like, when the whole, like, for instance, what's the difference between the way a Madura and a Nair light to root, right? So Madura kind of just creates a general, it's not a dark room anymore. Okay, whereas you're not going to just want to read a not dark room, you want focused light. So when you're in the realm of the Nair providing light, the Derech Nair, so you call that, you know, that's Kenega the Nair. But if it's just any light that happens to emit from that, that's not nothing to do with the Nair anymore. That's just ambient light. That's the whole way that you use in there. It's focused.
And at a certain proximity, you don't call it ambient light. Like now it's like the direct.
Just
in terms of what's the point? Is there like
an object?
Is it just isn't as clear as a flashlight?
There's a small globe.
Make a point.
If you light a candle in the dark room, you'll see a small globe
around it. No, what he's saying like this. He's saying what Michael is saying is that to use the light that's directly coming off of the... Well, let's be a little, I mean, really the Rosh is saying even more, right? He's saying it has to be smuchos l'ner.
Which is more than...
Yeah, so that's just connecting it.
Which is more than just... I mean, it doesn't mean the reflected light off the walls. He doesn't mean to say... He would say, even if you're far away from the candle, and you just pick up your hand and look at it.
Right.
I mean, Kineged, he's not saying... Kineged, he sounds like he's saying it really has to be close.
Right.
Right? No, is there three cases? There are three cases. Maybe it's not clear. There are three cases. One case is the guy is right up to the candle.
Right.
The other case is the guy is far from the candle, but using direct light.
How is it hot?
And what's in direct light?
Far from the candle.
Right. Using direct
light.
There's a beam. Or
a beam.
You know, a wave or particles, whatever.
Did you get the guy close to the candle using the light?
Yeah.
Yes? Imagine him stepping back a little bit.
No, I knew that. But why not once you step back? No, I...
Right?
Yeah, like... Right,
well, what's in
the spotlight? Like
direct
spotlight.
Direct light as opposed
to... Around the corner. Back around the corner. The candle. Yeah. Back something in the corner. Candle, but it's reflecting off the ceiling. The whole room is...
Okay.
Just,
I would say so far as...
So maybe you're saying... You mean you're saying once you step back, it's always going to be reflected
right.
light. You can't say isotated.
Unless
anymore.
It's like a spotlight. Like,
but
you
what
know,
if the walls are...
Saying... You're saying that really there's only two cases. There's where directly with the candle,
right.
Or it's just the, like you were saying, the aura of the...
I don't think that's true, though.
What?
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Because
the
aura is
the closer.
Once
you're no
longer
shown there, where you are, it's going to be
without a lot of
no, the difference between saying a direct light and like whether it's like some of Lanier is a case of like a flashlight.
Okay, so you're saying, right. So that's what he's saying. He's saying they have to be mishtamesh with the Nair, right? So they're saying the only way to use the Nair as the entity, to use the Nair as the entity is when it's close. Okay, then you're getting direct from the Nair. You're getting direct light from the Nair. That's the closest connection of Re'iyah that you can have. That's the closest, in terms of this idea of Tashmish, right, which is Re'iyah, that is the closest way to be mishtamesh with the or, with the Nair. Be mishtamesh with the Nair as a source of light is kineged. Okay? But then if you take the or that's in the, that fills the room, so now it's true, the source is the light, the source is the Nair. But you're not being mishtamesh. It's not mishtamesh. Now you're being mishtamesh with like the or as an entity on its own. Yeah, I mean that's what they want to say. That's what they want to say. What?
Would that not be?
That would not be bizoy. Because it's not a problem of being a nene from a product of the ner. That's like an idea of kodesh. That's why he says v'chi ner kedushi yeshbo. That's what you understand. Why can't I use the product of this candle? Right. So he's saying no, it's not because the Isser is the product. The Isser is that since the Tashmish of a Nair is through its light, then if I directly use its light, that's like I'm using the thing. But indirect would just be a product of the thing.
Can you say it's a distinction between like Shimush and Hana, basically?
Yeah,
like there's an
exactly.
idea of there's an idea of
exactly.
Tashmish.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just change the subject a little bit. Just back to the other thing he says. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but who is...
I hope it's not a dead horse, yeah.
Who's this Isseron to be?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's still alive.
Thanks, John.
Who is the
Isseron?
I would say on anybody who is doing a real Tashmish of the Or.
So what relevance does that have to me? Like, there's some random guy coming up and using...
Because... You mean, why can't you go in someone's house and use this candle?
Right. I mean, there's no relevance there.
That's not a question of the...
Right, so I'm asking, what is it...
That's the Nair itself. The Nair shall pierce him itself. As an entity.
As a Cheftza.
As a Cheftza, forgetting about the hadlaka, whatever it is, just this thing now is existing as a ner shel pirsum.
So even let's say somebody who never saw the ner, he was blindfolded, he wasn't even a roah, so even he would have that iser. It's not because he's related to it, but even you know via roah, you're saying the chefta itself creates.
I don't know what you mean. How could he not? How could he use the candle if he's blindfolded?
I'm saying somebody who warms his hands using the candles, whatever. Like
Like,
so
correct,
it's not even because he's related to it that way. It's just the ner is the ner, and then he creates
that's
that
correct, right. Right, exactly. I mean, if he would do some other tashmish, usul hishtamish la'ora. Oh, he means, does it dafka mean la'ora?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm trying to distinguish. Is it because he's a roeh, so now he's related to it, so he is a scholar, just because it's an heir, and anybody even.
It's an heir. The problem is that another roeh is going
to. All right, no, I'm right, correct.
But in terms of.
So you don't have to be related to this heir as a roeh in order for this isra to be chal on you. Is my question.
Why would you have to be related to it as a roeh?
I'm trying to figure out, like, what relevance does it have to you. You're saying,
oh,
you're
it
saying
has a relevance that that's a chefta shel mitzvah of Pearson. That's the relevance that's to you.
That's for some client. Okay.
All right, so what do you want to do? So should we,
do the Rashba?
The Rashba. We have to do the Rashba. What's the story? You guys want to, who's going to be around tomorrow? Everybody? Who's not going to be around?
Depends if they're shoot.
Guess who is.
Should we pick it up on Monday?
Yep, well, in Florida.
You want to do the Ramosha 2 tomorrow?
Yeah. That's
the one we started.
The coffee one?
No. I said I didn't want to do it in Shia because it's something that's a little tedious, but if guys were interested in seeing the Tshuva, we could go through it. That's the one on the unripe fruits. And then after that, Avad Yosef has a big Tshuva on applesauce.
Oh boy.
Oh, yeah. Nice, it'd be interesting to see, right? To do Moshe Shuva. And, I mean, I think guys have these, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, even in this yeshiva, guys, you know, have these preconceived biases.
No.
Yeah.
Against what?
You know, they'll say, oh, this posek is a this or that, you know, he's just a malake, he doesn't have any, you know, and I don't think people who've said that have actually gone through these big giant tshuvas. You know, it's easier to say that than to actually go through the tshuva.
Well, if it's easier, let's say it.
I think you're surprised. I mean, you know, a guy is a guttle, he's not a guttle for no reason, you know. They have something. You can't just be mavatal.
Give it that.
You can't just be mavatal, everybody.
He's not writing.
No.